Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
Guys, super exciting. Season 2 has a...
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy. Super exciting.
Okay.
Guys, welcome to Season 2. You know, Season 1 was really about a reflection of where we had been and how we got here. And I think the hardest thing for us right now is as we live it, it's so close to us that it's really hard to look back and see. But even between when we finished the last podcast until now, so much has happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Like we knew it would. Like we said it would, and it did.
Like what?
Like that this 2019 got off with a fiery start.
Yeah, it did.
And also, you know what's cute about what you just said is that our first season of the podcast, it really reminisced about where we've come from because we never stopped to talk about it. We have a friend who is also a mother, and she actually has a podcast too. But she at one point stopped off our house, and she dropped off some empty journals, and she said, "You're going to look back on this time and you're not going to remember much, so make sure you write it down."
Oh, that was Beth.
Yes. And Beth is awesome and so thoughtful, and we love the gesture. But for the two of us to sit down with a pen and paper was never going to happen.
Yeah, it's true.
So this podcast is really our time capsule.
Yeah, and I can tell you at this current moment as we sit here and what when I look down the next few months, it's like I actually cannot... I can't comprehend it. I can't grasp it because we're launching a book, which I mean is, just finished the audiobook part of it, which Ned had a fucking panic attack about, like literally a panic attack about it.
I was going to take a cocktail before.
But then you're going to take one with you in like a swell bottle and then drink it up. Drink chug lug poo bear. Imagine we got shit can reading our book.
Well, they would make us redo it because it's not up to us because they've got a director and stuff. Right? If we screw up, we'd be like, get out and come back when you're sober.
Oh, gosh. Come back when you're sober. What do you mean? Anyway, we are sober.
What do you mean, Pedro?
This is who we are. We did the audiobook and it was the first time. Nope, still haven't grasped it, actually, where I was sitting there and I'm reading, like, the excerpts. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
I wrote a book with excerpts.
Yeah, the excerpts.
Excerpts?
Is it a PT? That's what's hard.
Excerpt. E-X-C? Excerpts. That sounds weird. That almost sounds like herpes. Excerpts herpes.
Well.
Except the herp. Okay.
Okay.
Herp. Excerpt.
Okay.
Got it?
So it rhymes.
Stop it.
So it rhymes. Okay.
So I we're sitting there and I'm like, yeah, we read our book, and I guess maybe because it's not released.
You know what else is weird about it? It's like, I took a picture of you inside the studio when it was your turn, and I sent it to your mom because, like, in theory, I grasp that this is a really big deal and it's really cool, but I can't, and you, can't. We can't feel it in our bones. You know what I mean?
And we wrote it so long ago, so when I was reading it, and there were some moments where there's two men listening, and I'm like, oh, I can't believe. You're like, can you pick that up again one more time? And I'm like, yeah, no problem. It's just a really raw, it's a book. Oh God, our life is always changing, and that book is a moment in our time.
It was a moment in time. But you know what's crazy about that?
There's
book?
Life lessons for everybody, for everyone, for all ages, even for moms who aren't moms,
even toddlers,
even non-moms.
Yeah, toddlers. You can pick up. There is a chapter that will teach you a lesson about what
and
not to do.
My 8-year-old asked why there's so much swearing in there.
Did she read it?
She just. Obviously, she picks up anything to look for the word sex and swearing. What is this book about? That's what she's looking for.
Well, when I grew up, I grew up with a girl, and her mother is Joy Fielding, who I think is like one of the most famous Canadian authors, like in the world of all time. But her mom wrote juicy books, like romances.
Sexual.
So we would go through the book and just find the sex chapter, read it out loud. My friend was dying of embarrassment. Like, oh my God, your mom writes about sex.
Amazing.
So our friend's kids are going to read this and be like, oh my God, your mom shat her pants. Well, that too.
She had sex on rollerblades.
But the, oh God.
She had sex in a playroom.
She had sex.
I mean.
You know what? I'm going to teach my kids to be free. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? Free
like,
sex?
Like, don't be slutty, but take risks and take chances.
Huh?
Be daring.
Sexually or just in life?
In life, which may make you end up on rollerblades in a park publicly in the daytime.
Do you think you're daring?
Sex. Yeah, I think so.
You are.
I think I'm willing to take, a risk.
What kind?
Danger.
Danger.
Yeah.
What has been dangerous recently for you?
I just think, like, if you told me, hey, let's go do something dangerous, I'd say.
You're right. You actually
like,
do. You do.
I'd like to do that.
Danger. You do. And you're not afraid to die. It's a very bad combination.
But I'd like to do, like, I'd like to.
You'd like to die.
No.
And come back alive.
It's not that I'd like to die, but I'm not afraid to go.
Got it.
Because when you're gone, you're gone. You
what
start
about
fresh.
Space?
What about that?
Do you want to go there?
No.
Oh, that's dangerous.
No. You know why it's not dangerous and risky? It is dangerous, but do you know how long you have to wait to do it? And then you have to take all this training to go.
Got
no,
it.
Thank you.
Okay, that's
I good. Like the risk. Like, get in the car right now and let's go. Boom.
Like me.
Let's go.
Okay, so I'm a good balance for you.
Because
I'm a little bit naughty.
Mm-hmm.
Not very naughty, but I support the
naughty. Capable of naughty, but capable of also reining it back.
Yeah, and I support the naughty.
Of course.
I'm like, you know what? I'll support your naughty. I got
you know
your naughty.
Because life is about experiences. And you have to support the people around you.
Uh-huh.
Because life is maybe not even real.
No.
So you should follow what you want to do while you're here. Because I told Mark, I said, we have to go to Florida.
Yeah.
Because we could be dead in a week.
And what did he say?
That's really bad thinking, Natalie.
Okay.
But it's true.
Well, I'll tell you, this is actually a great leap for a podcast. Because I have, when I told my husband my new plan of the week, because I have it, like, of the day, because my plan has changed 700 times.
You mean for us going away?
Everything. Okay. Like, he's like, first you're going here, now you're going there, then you're going here. I can't keep up with you. And I said,
it's basically just so you guys know, we got ants in our pants and we need to get out of Dodge.
It goes back to looking down the tunnel of seeing our personal life. Our work life is so overwhelming that I felt like I literally needed to kidnap my kids and just pause. Mm-hmm. I needed the moment of pause, and we're privileged enough to do that right now.
And it's also really good preparation for what this year is going to come. The things that we already know are taking us away from our kids a bunch.
Yeah.
So instead of going away, having them like, you know, upset or getting used used to it and then trying to make up for it later. We're preparing.
I also have come to a huge conclusion, which you know, which is like the motherhood moment in this podcast, is that I think that we all need to stop and think about when we're our best mom. We always talk about when we're our best selves, when we're our best, like everything's about when do you feel you're happy? Mm-hmm. Maybe not. Maybe that's not the conversation. Most of us are just getting through the fucking day.
Right.
But there's moments when I feel like a good mom.
Right.
I can feel it. It's like the synergies have aligned. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's experiences with my kids. Mm-hmm. It's filling the memory bank, whatever that is, whether that's baking something with Chloe, whether that's taking them for a walk, it's doing. Mm-hmm. That is my happy place as a mom.
Yes.
So when we decided to go away, I was like, I will have 2 weeks with them where I won't be annoyed. I will get annoyed at them, but I won't be annoyed.
No.
And I will feel like we're
all having a good time together.
And it's something I want to do and I want to do with them.
Yep.
So.
Because we could be dead tomorrow.
Well, also I like myself as a mom. I don't like myself as a mom a lot of the time. That's the truth.
Well, and I think a lot of people probably feel that way and they just don't know how to be like their, because really what you're trying to do is you're trying to make, although you're giving your kids good experiences, you're doing something that makes you happy as well. And therefore makes them happy seeing you happy. And if everybody's happy, then they're not yelling at each other and in each other's grill in the middle of winter.
I think it's also what aligns as your mom values. Like what is your...
What do you think other moms like to do? Sleep in the same bed as their kid makes them feel like a good mom?
I think that maybe even just being there. Like, to me, time doesn't equate a value. Like, me being there day in and day out is valuable to them, but I don't think that at the end of the day in 2 years from now, me making their peanut butter and jam sandwich or my mom or my nanny.
You know, you have that is a mature mom perspective because... 10 years ago, you wouldn't have been able to know how not important all that those little things are because you got to do it. A lot of people would just really crave being able to be the one to make the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, and I don't want to be there. Oh God, I'm being so honest right now, but I don't want my kids ever to feel like they owe me. Like, I don't want them, you know, I hear a lot of people being like, well, it's my mom. I want my kids to look up to me and be like, oh my, like, I don't want them to feel guilty. I don't want them to feel like, I want them to remember me as the number one thing I want them to remember is me smiling. Mm. I want them to, like, let's just say I die tomorrow. I want them to say to me.
I'll go with you.
No, I just want them to say to me, yeah, like, when they remember me, my mom was happy.
Yeah.
Like, she was joyful. If they can take that from life, I don't want them to say she made a great cookie. I don't want them to say she put me to bed really well. I want mm-hmm. them, not what I did for them. I want them to remember me.
Well, I don't think that we're going to have a problem with that.
Well, that's just, and I think that me, when I get in the fucking mom rut, which we've talked about before, I feel the mom rut and I feel the ins and outs of the days, like, right? Of me, mm-hmm. like, yelling at them,
yeah.
getting their shoes on, harping on them, put your fucking coats away. I feel it.
They go to me in the car today. We were coming back from the ortho and they're like, summer is so much easier. You just put your backpack on and you walk out the door. I'm like, yes, kids. Because it creates more arguments with all of the winter and all the things you have to do and not being able to go outside and not get fresh air.
Yeah.
But
and they're cooped up and I hate seeing them inside. And Max is like, why are you mad at me? I'm like, my tone, I'm not mad. The schlep is fucking killing me.
I know. My kids are starting a brand new thing though.
What?
The two little ones go outside and have a play date together in the snow and on the trampoline.
Perfect.
Well, I'm like, what? What's taking? And the little one always wants to do it and they take the energy to put on their stomachs. Max went out with them.
Perfect.
And then Max came in. It was so cute. He was like, I'm cold. I want to come inside. And TJ had just put on all his stuff. And Max goes, we can go out for a little while longer.
Aww.
It was really nice. But the only thing now my kids are like, because we have so much fun, you and I.
Yeah.
And we are laughing and smiling a lot, is my kids are now, Mom, relax. Come on. Don't act like that. I'm embarrassing them.
Perfect.
Because I'll be walking down the street singing it, and Teddy's like, Mom.
It's perfect. You know what? That is a dream. If they think that we are like foolish and funny and fun and Olivia's, they secretly are like, that's my mom.
Most of the time, like 90% of them are like, my mom.
Or we're in delusion.
I think that my kids would say like, I've got the coolest mom.
Yeah. Okay, let's keep that. We think.
Or they're like, my fucking mother. My mom is the coolest. She likes to have the most fun, but she is the craziest, is what they would say.
Yeah.
You're crazy. Why are you so crazy?
Yeah. Oh, God. One day we'll have to tell the story about your hockey tournament.
Oh, no, nothing.
Yes, in a year.
In a year.
In a year from now.
In a year.
1 year.
In 1 year.
In one year.
Year from today, we'll tell the story.
I mean, I've got a few of those, but I was going to say the business moment of this is my husband, who is very logical, very fucking rational. Like, he is, what are they called? If he was an animal, go with me here.
Yeah.
He would be, I say, you know what he would be? You know.
What?
A Clydesdale horse.
Oh, okay.
The workhorse. The one that, like, doesn't need a lot, like, has hair on his foot, you know, feet.
Okay.
He doesn't, but I'm just saying, you know, like, I'm trying to give, he's the Budweiser horse.
Okay. And why? Do they just work hard and they don't?
They work hard.
They don't chill.
They always pull something. Okay. Like, you know, I feel like he's always pulling a sled.
Okay.
Like of shit.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And, you know, but always moving forward.
Uh-huh.
Like, he doesn't ever go, nay. Like, he's not going to jump up. He's not going to jump over.
Over the side and run away.
And he's also not doing, he's not a jumping horse.
Right. Okay.
You know, he's not a free wild horse.
Yeah,
not in the wild.
Yeah.
He's a workhorse.
Okay.
He's going to pull shit.
Don't they look like they have boots on those Clydesdales?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, right?
Appropriate.
They never go too fast. You know?
Yeah.
But they stay in their lane.
What animal would you be?
Oh my God. You know, a dolphin.
Because you like to have sex?
I know. Because it. Like.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Stop it.
They're the only ones who have sex for pleasure.
So?
Okay.
It's not just about sex, Natalie.
I'm pretty sure.
No, it's not.
What else?
Dolphins are fun.
You like their smooth skin?
Joyful.
They giggle.
They smile.
Yeah.
They're always smiling. If I want to be. You're a panther. What was the prize?
No, I'm not a panther.
Yeah, you wanted to be a panther at all.
Well, because they're attractive. The black panther. But what am I really?
Yeah, you wanted to be.
A monkey?
Yes! I was just going to fucking say a monkey.
No!
Yes.
No way.
Yeah, totally a monkey.
Oh my God. Speaking of monkeys.
Oh, okay.
I have to ask you something.
Go ahead.
Last night when I was lying in bed, I told you.
You farted.
Yeah, like really loud. And I think farts are so funny.
Yeah.
Okay. So Mark, beyond annoyed.
He's a Clydesdale.
He's on his phone. He's searching for a floating shelf for the Nintendo thing. And I fart really loud. And I am pissing myself laughing. Like, I can't stop because he's so mad about
because
it.
Because he wanted to have sex with you. And then you just farted. And
I did it the night before. He wasn't expecting sex.
Okay, but he's like, I sleep with you.
Yes.
And now you're having, like,
yes.
you're supposed to be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be like,
yeah.
That's the problem with husbands.
Yes.
You know what? They should just be occasional visitors.
Yes.
Because they want you to
be the person that you can only be for a little bit.
Yeah, it's not your best friend.
No.
Right? They want this, like, they want you, they want you naked in a kitchen, you know.
Yeah, because I'm looking at him and
I'm
thinking.
With a tight bum that never poos.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
You're not really a good friend right now because good friends would laugh.
Yeah, no.
And then.
He's like, I want to have sex with that, and you just did that.
You know what? He's revolted. And then I turn around, and another one built up. So he's already pissed. And then I did a long one. It was so loud and crisp and long. And the funniest thing, he didn't even crack a smile. I'm laughing this hard and he doesn't crack a smile. He goes, I'm going to tell Kat. I go, oh, Kat's heard me doing my sleep.
The best. And also when you're walking and pretending it didn't happen, I'm like, you just let it rip. And you're going to pretend nothing happened? Like, no. If you're going to do that, own it. Sorry, I farted. Excuse me.
No way.
Sorry, yeah. What, you just pretend?
I thought there was a chance you didn't hear it.
Oh, it was downwind.
No. Anyways, I was just thinking to myself, if you were there, you would have laughed, right?
Yeah. I'm not a big farter.
No,
I'm a burper. My gas comes out my mouth, not my.
That's lucky.
That's lucky.
Although it's a lot funnier at the butt.
Yeah, I'll try. I'm gonna try harder.
You know what?
I'm afraid I'll shit my pants though. For real. I'm afraid. You know, because if I push, for sure I'll shit my pants. It's happened. You know
that. You gotta wait till it's not a pushing situation. You gotta wait till it's like on the edge.
Sorry. You don't push that out. It just falls out that far.
Like, no.
You gotta give a little.
I lay on my stomach at the end of the night. It's good foreplay or a good turn off. Anyway.
What's good foreplay?
I was joking. Farting.
Oh, I was like, what? Lying on your stomach? What do you do? Like, up the bed?
No, I'm just getting ready to get cozy. God, I looked at him. He didn't even crack one smile.
Okay, well, this is a business podcast. I'm going to tell you. Are you ready? If you have permission to change your mind,
mm-hmm.
and we've talked about this,
mm-hmm.
like, you and I have permission because we're adults
mm-hmm.
to like, I don't want to go there anymore. I've changed my mind to go somewhere else. We have permission to be like, actually, we don't want to do it this way. We want to try it this way.
It is.
It's not wrong to want to veer in a different direction at any point in any time, which is not logical and scary for a lot of people who are
by the book. Yeah.
But as an entrepreneur.
Yep.
And as someone who is now in a creative space, who probably was silenced for creativity because you're meant to do things in a logical way.
Like in our traditional school, going back to the way that we were silenced for what we really wanted to do because it didn't fall into like the school system and the way it was supposed to be.
Yeah. And even I think when we started our company, we were really lucky that you and I got, we're really lucky that you and I, you know, some people say that strengths need to come different. Like when you have a company, you should have a set of strengths and I should have a set of strengths, which we do. But on the flip side, you and I both are fucking wild with ideas. And we both are constantly, what was new today is not new tomorrow. And
yes,
when it sticks, it sticks. But when it doesn't, it's done.
You have to abort. You have to abort mission if it doesn't feel right and if it's not sticking. And actually, we were on the phone call with one of our colleagues on Friday, and he said something, and he's like, don't take this as an insult. And he said, and I said, I take that as a compliment.
What did he say?
I don't remember, but it was one of those things like,
you're much too controlling.
When people say you're controlling, you guys are crazy, you guys are off the rails, all these things that our team members tell us, it feels like a compliment.
Right, because we don't follow the script.
Because we're doing our thing. I'm not doing anybody else's thing.
Yeah, and I think another like huge, poignant fact that someone else pointed out to us.
Poignant? No, you said it right. I've never said it before, so I'm going to just practicing.
Is Sam, God, we love you, Sam. She said to us, you guys don't think you failed. You have failed, but you don't think you have because you don't see it as a failure. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? Mm-hmm. She's right.
Yeah,
we have failed many, many times, but never in our heads is it a failure.
Because we're like, okay, what did we learn from that that's shooting us to the next thing? And that's a total mindset. And that's something that, like, I believe people can learn, but there's a difference in learning it than just naturally, innately having it. Innately having it is a lot easier.
The only thing is when she says, I don't think we learn from it. I think that we, like, maybe we learn from it.
I think it
motivates us.
Yes.
What it does is it's a motivating factor. And when we get let's say we don't get picked up for something. Let's say someone's like, we're going in a different direction. I mean, we never really hear that anymore because we're not part of those conversations. But when we're given a no, it's not really a no to us. It's kind of like, cool, let's go start it ourselves.
Yeah, cool. Not with you.
Yeah, cool, not with you. And I don't know how that we weren't like that before.
No. Oh,
we've kind of learned it, to be honest with you.
We've always had I don't really give too much of a fucks.
Yeah.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, I can't remember that one time we felt really disappointed.
Really?
And it was, yeah, we did. We felt really disappointed.
Oh, no, what was it?
I'm really trying to...
How long ago is it?
Okay, so one time when a Canadian TV show came back to us and was like, you're not the brand that we would want.
Remember? Oh, to be even just a guest.
Yeah, and we were like...
You're not our demographic.
Go find yourself.
We know what your demographic is. We see who's in your audience. We see who all of your experts are. Why not us?
Yeah. So it kind of felt like more perplexed.
More perplexed, but also reflective. We're like, okay, well, maybe we're not conservative enough, and they're afraid if they put us on what we may or do say that it would be too risky.
But we did process it.
Yeah.
You and I processed it and we talked about it. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, well, fuck it. We don't just go fuck it and move on. We do talk about maybe why we feel like that happened. There was another time, too, that I can remember that one significantly.
Well, also,
the podcast, when they didn't take us on.
Oh, yeah.
We were like, that's disappointing.
Yeah.
And they're like, and then I went and got a microphone. Fuck it, let's start. And then it went to number one. I was like, go fuck yourself.
And got our own sponsor. And we told our agent, we said, you should, like, show them this number one podcast that they turned down, you know?
Yeah, you should.
We actually have a long list of failures. We auditioned for a Canadian television show. We got asked to audition, and we auditioned, and we heard nothing, right?
Yeah, and that one I was kind of like,
oh, God, thank God.
Yeah.
It's not on the TV anymore.
No.
It wasn't good.
No. I never even had affection for that. I was kind of like, yeah, that sucks.
And then the one Canadian television show that we went on and we thought we were going to be invited back as regulars, and they never invited us back.
That was just, they said that. That was disappointing. Yeah, there's been definite disappointments and I guess quote unquote failures. But in terms of like...
Someone who's always made us feel good is the Today Show.
Girl, they got our backs.
Yeah.
They actually just are like, we roll with you.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah, but
they're experimental.
I think that failures are just something that I don't even know what is a failure. Like, what is an actual failure, if you think about it? Who made failures?
I mean, I get, like, to us, I think a failure is just, like, something that pushes you in potentially a different direction.
Yeah. No, but that's what it is. Yeah.
So failures are good things.
Yeah. And I think that failure shows you how badly you want it. Like, if you had known how many times we have reinvented this business, what we started as is not who we are today. And I think that was because something wasn't working for us. Like, when we started Facebook Live, we used to have guests. Yeah. We used to have hosts.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, it's so hard.
And then the next day we were like... Then one day we changed our minds.
Mm-hmm.
We literally changed the name of... We changed our whole brand... One night on the show. And just then we changed it.
And then we stopped inviting people over.
Yep. And we're like, we're going to be Kat and Nat now. 1 second decision. We didn't think about it. We didn't talk about it.
And what the great part about that was is having those guests brought awareness to our platform. And although we didn't realize it was going to be the situation, it gave our platform more like...
cred?
Not
focus.
Cred.
Focus.
No, cred for sure. And exposure. Like, more people knew about us because of the people we had on our show. And then once we got that, which wasn't even that big, we were able to move on to something else.
Well, right. We did, we realized we're really bad at interviewing people. So when everyone's like, I want to come on your podcast, I'm like, we don't do well.
And I think that we would be good at interviewing people, but not experts.
Like people. Like conversations.
Yes.
Like let's Colton. Have fun. Let's have fun.
Like, I want to know your opinion and play off you.
That would be a conversation, not an
still,
interview.
Like somebody like that who's like got something juicy that, because I think we could be really good at pulling juicy stuff. Not like, how do you.
And our reactions are really funny too.
How do you decorate your house?
I don't fucking care. I know.
So I don't care about that.
It's awfully snarly, isn't it? Fucking fireball, bitch. Fucking fireball. I will say this though, that if you're an entrepreneur.
Pioneer.
I don't know how to say it. No. Entrepreneur.
Yeah, no, I would say it any way you want. I just want to say words after you say them.
I want to try them. Entrepreneur.
Entrenigpreneur. Oh my gosh. Our manager's name is Entrenigpreneur.
If you're
his last name should be Paneur.
Paneur.
Entrenigpreneur.
Let's tell him.
Okay.
If you are an entrepreneur. I think about, when people are like a fear of failure.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
I know.
What are you afraid of? Literally, what are you afraid of?
I'm not even afraid of dying. What? I go, nothing.
What's your biggest fear?
I really don't want to get in a car accident on the street.
That's your biggest fear?
I really don't. Well, and then the kids dying and kidnapped and raped and all that. But that goes without saying. Mine is honestly, like, I do not want to hit a car and have to, like, and it kind of be kind of bad and the person be like, really upset and me be like, and then, like, there's car crash and it costs money and then they have to go to court or something. Like, not that.
Okay.
So it's like a headache.
That's your biggest fear.
It's a big headache.
Okay, got it. It's bad. You know what mine is.
Getting murdered. Yeah, but who cares? You'll be dead.
Yeah, I do. I don't want to go through the process. I'm not in the mood. You know what I mean? It seems a bit inconvenient.
It's a bit hectic.
It's a bit scary.
Yeah, it's scary.
It's a bit like, oh, I'll probably pee my pants and shit my pants. And
it's not a good way to go.
It'll be slippery. No, it's not.
It'll be slippery when I'm getting murdered and pee my pants.
Shit.
Whoops. We just got murdered. Sorry.
Let's make sure we're still going.
Yeah, it would be inconvenient for the family.
It'd be inconvenient.
Yeah, I agree. So murdered in a car accident. Those are our things.
Yeah, it would just be not good. Like, that's just sad.
Let's just hope if you get murdered.
No,
I'm
not getting murdered.
Okay. Tortured.
No!
Like fingernails
Stop
being pulled
it!
Off.
I'll kick you in the face.
Yeah, exactly.
No, actually, what's my biggest fear? Well, obviously the same things you said before. All those things.
Oh, yeah, the kid things.
Yeah, terrible. Anyways, what was my point about... Oh, failure. What is the... I challenge you to think about what the fuck is failure. What is failure?
Yeah.
What is it?
And why does it feel so bad for you? If you feel like failure happens to you and then you feel, you know, people are like, and I was down and out for at least a few weeks or a few months because that failure just beat me down. Why?
Like what?
Yeah, right. I'm just using an example.
Right.
People are like, ugh, like I didn't get that job or I didn't get that role or I didn't get that deal.
Because it makes them feel like they're not good enough.
Yeah, which is not true. It just means that wasn't the right situation for
you. Maybe because we've never been good enough at anything.
Yeah.
That's why we have nothing to fear.
Low standards.
Really? Low expectations. Low standards. Yeah. But
it's not like we always got straight A's and then all of a sudden somebody didn't want to do something with us or we didn't, you know, pass that test. We're like, dude, we're used to this.
I know.
Right? It's good. We should fail our kids. Oh, they already fail a little bit.
Do they?
Well, yeah. They're not doing great. It's not like they're the best at anything yet. That's good. That'll be good for them.
Although my one thinks he's pretty awesome.
Well, he thinks, but he's not.
I know, but that's kind of a problem.
Okay, well, reality will hit him when someone
like,
looks at
him. I'm epic. And I'm like, oh my God.
It's not bad as long as, because he's going to realize, unless he's Ted Bundy.
Oh, God, Natalie, do I have a Ted Bundy on my hands?
He's going to realize he's not the best.
You know, guys, right now we are...
I think it'd be worse to have a kid or to be a person who's always the best. Like the one who always wins the pageants or the best
at... I just remembered something that we got really disappointed in.
What?
When we didn't win the award at that fucking stupid conference.
Did we really? I was not disappointed. I was surprised.
Surprised. You and I were kind of like this shocked.
You know what? Shocked. I was more shocked for someone else that they didn't win.
Yeah, me too. I should rephrase. I was disappointed by the process.
Yes.
Where I thought that something that was legit.
Wasn't.
And not because I didn't win, just because when I saw the process, I was like...
It was disappointing.
It felt like we were, because that's how they got us there.
Yes.
And it felt like, and we paid to go there.
Yeah,
and
to go to an award ceremony because they basically like in the categories, we were the best, okay? So we weren't upset that we didn't win because I don't even know if there's a trophy. Who cares? So nobody knows what this thing is other than the mom world. But we were disappointed in the process because it misled us and we were like, something that we potentially believed in wasn't true.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, that's
because
bullshit.
We paid money to go
and
there
I left my kids for you.
Yeah. That was so, I was just kind of like, fuck
why don't you.
You
be honest about what this is?
Why don't you be?
Because if this was honest, you, me, and that other girl at the table would have won.
Yeah. And not even us, she would have won.
Yes.
100%. At least if we had lost and she had won, it would have given me full...
Like validation that maybe this thing is at least a little bit true.
But when she didn't win, I was like, oh my God, this can't even be a thing.
And we were also thinking for all the moms in the room and all the people who want to win these awards, like it's deceitful.
Yeah. My other big thing is the book. I'm nervous of the book.
I know.
I feel nervous of the book because it's not just you and me. It's a publishers, it's marketing, like...
But they feel so confident.
No, I know they feel so confident, but I'm like, that's out of our control in a lot of ways. You and I, when it's you and I, and it doesn't do well, you and I are like, cool, let's move on, because it's you and I.
Yeah, but they'll be disappointed.
Well, yeah, we will have failed something fucking major.
But I don't think in this failing thing, again, don't take accountability, the book has every reason to do well. If it doesn't do well... I'm going to say that it's partially about the way the team executed
it. I don't think so. we have our own distribution channel. Yeah. Basically, if let's just say someone reads a book and they're like, this book is so amazing, everyone should get it.
But it is.
We believe so.
No, we know so.
Yeah, I believe so. We don't have people who follow us because what we have to say is relevant.
And the content is written for
maybe just people don't buy
it. Yeah, so people just don't buy it.
I'm saying that's like saying when someone has an affair on you, it's just that one person's fault. Mm-hmm. Is it? Not always.
No.
Like, I mean, like when there's full on like double life where they go and they have a child, like, mm-hmm. well, actually maybe that person's just crazy. What is it? Where a relationship falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
Like when someone breaks up, you know, Jennifer Aniston was like, it's on me too.
Go back
to Brad Pitt and just, she was
yeah.
like,
go back. Yeah, I just think it'll be like, we didn't set out to write a book.
Right.
You know, okay.
Right, so it wasn't a major goal.
Well, sorry, but it wasn't like, these people were like, if you guys write a book, we'll do really well.
Got it. It's like a TV show. They're like, this show, well, they're guessing. It's a guessing game.
And it's not like we begged for this book and said, this is going to be the best thing ever. And then we fail them.
Right. Like, we didn't make an invention like vibrating underwear.
Yeah, and everyone's like, that's the stupidest thing you ever did.
And then, right, okay.
So it's like someone went to an inventor and said, you need to make vibrating underwear because everyone's going to love it. And they're like, okay, I'll make it.
Right.
Now, that being said, it's a whole team effort. If the book doesn't do well, it just didn't do well. It just didn't catch on. But it's not like they were the ones who said, you guys will be amazing at writing a book.
Okay. I like that way of thinking. I am nervous, though, and I'm so excited for, I mean, I don't know why it's such a big deal, but for some reason, people think authors, it's like when you become an author, they're like, they wrote a book. Remember, that was our thing.
Yeah.
That was our thing. Everyone's always, and we're like, okay.
Who cares if you write a book?
I talk to Instagram all day.
Yeah.
I'm important too.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
You know, the only other thing, just being honest, is I said to Mark, I said, the only other thing, or maybe I said to you, that I'm not nervous but aware of is our game that's coming out.
Yes.
You and I talk off the cuff and talk smack here, there, and everywhere when we say bad words.
What do we say smack?
You know, like, fuck shit, fuck. Oh,
is that smack when I'm like, oh, yeah.
Like, hey, you, getting hey, roasted.
You're so cool. Yeah, look at you.
That is smack.
That okay. Bit, look at her run with her fupa. Okay. Ooh, that okay. Fupa jiggling.
Okay. Ooh, roasted. Like that. Okay, oh, look at that fupa. Let's go back to the fupa. But like, we say it in video, which we're very comfortable doing. Okay. Even the book, every single word in there just feels like words out of our mouth.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the Mom Truths game that's coming out, again, are words out of our mouth, but they're printed naughtiness on cards.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but it's like
a porn star.
Oh.
They can go for tea and have sex at night and like put a gag ball in their mouth.
Oh.
And like it doesn't define.
Go a little further?
Are we going to stay there?
It doesn't define
them. I'm just saying. And she could be like screaming.
I think a porn.
Shoot it in my face or like.
I think we're done. I think a porn star does define. She's a porn star. That's what she is.
No, she does naughty things at nighttime.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She could be a teacher during the day.
No way.
Totally.
Oh.
What, you think porn stars just sleep all day?
No, I just think porn stars are porn stars, and that takes over everything else.
That could be just extra income.
Okay.
Or they could have a passion for sex acting.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
That's really open-minded. I like that.
Natalie, I'm just saying.
Natalie. Okay.
It's like, if you are a porn star, I wouldn't be like, oh, Natalie
is a porn star.
Yes,
you would.
No, I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't. And Natalie's my best friend, who's a mom, who does porn at night.
I don't know about this.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Well, listen, it's not your full-time job. It's just something you do on the side.
Okay.
It's like we wrote a game.
Okay.
We have a few cards about it.
Yeah.
You know, I might say.
I'm also an author.
Exactly. I write poignant things, but I also write about come on your face. No, it doesn't
right.
say that. It doesn't say come
probably.
On your face.
Probably. I don't remember.
I've never said come on your face regularly.
Well, you've never said come on your face to me before. I don't know.
I've never. It's not something
you said come on my face.
It doesn't roast out my mouth.
Roast.
It doesn't
roll.
It doesn't roll. Come on my face. It doesn't.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
That's not something I say.
Kay.
Come on my titties. Yes.
No. Titty.
My new word.
I love it. Titties sound cute.
It's so cute.
Okay.
Look at my titties.
No. No. If Mark says titties, I'm not even in the same room with him.
You say make love.
Yeah. That's nice.
Titties is adorable.
No.
Yeah.
Are boobs supposed to be adorable?
Say titties in the bedroom and see what happens.
Mark.
Will love it.
He'll laugh.
No, he won't.
And then I'll fart when I'm laughing.
No, he won't. He'll be like, take my titties.
Oh, so you say that to Mark. No. Do you like Mark? Titties. Like they haven't been in his face for 15 years.
Give me another titties, boobs. Come on. What's cuter than titties?
Why do you want to be cute in the bedroom?
No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Because titties are cute.
Okay.
Not cute. They're just like, you know what? They're hot.
Oh, look, titties are hot. Okay. No, I'm just checking. I'm just learning here. So I would say my breastibules.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Terrible.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Titties, tits. What about tits?
No. That's crass. Titties are bouncy. Imagine being on a horse and they're bouncy. Perky.
Titties.
They're perky.
Did you see that Instagram of Chrissy Teigen back when, in like 2000, whatever, when she was walking down the thing and her titties were bouncing?
Well, she's got breasts because they're so big.
Okay.
Titties
she's got breasts.
Small.
So she can't say to John Legend, look at my titties. She says, look at my breasts.
Titties.
Got it.
I can't
believe if I do porn on the side, you won't look at me different.
I won't.
That's so nice. I won't look at you different either.
Well,
it's just a job.
And I will tell you, this is okay, but this might
what
happen.
If I was a stripper?
This might, nah, not like whatever. Girl, teach me some moves. I would like to actually take some strip moves. I think it would be helpful on the stage.
Okay, I'm going to need to lose a few pounds because I can't lift this body on a pole.
You don't need to. Our people don't dance on a pole.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, no, we're just going to learn some moves.
Flexibility.
Rhythm. Like, yeah, I think it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nothing wrong with strip classes.
Okay. Or strippers or porn stars.
No, I'm just saying, if you have sex.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of a porn star.
Yes.
Because
I think you're right.
What's a penis?
God, I'm such a porn star.
Yeah, you are. We all are. If you've had sex, you're a porn star. Because they just get penetrated. Like, the whole world gets penetrated.
Yeah.
So why are they different?
They just get videoed.
That's all.
Yeah, but even if you videoed yourself, you wouldn't be a porn star.
Well, maybe I am going to be.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, you would be.
Yeah.
Same thing. It's semantics.
We're all
tomato,
porn stars.
Tomato.
And if we all take off our clothes, we're all strippers.
Kind of so.
Okay.
Yeah, what's the difference?
Yeah.
One just gets on a stage and moves a little bit better than the rest.
Yeah.
Actually, you know?
Strippers are better than normal people.
100%.
And I take off my clothes in front of my whole family, so it's not like I just get naked in front of one.
And if you have like seven dildos, that's seven different instruments and seven different things that go in your body.
Porn star.
For sure. You are.
Yeah.
I don't get why they put such a negative connotation.
I don't either.
They just talk.
Porn stars, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
They just talk dirty.
And they look like they like it.
Exactly. And if you don't, you know, that's a
don't
different
do
thing.
It.
Don't do it. I mean, they might have to, but anyways, I don't get into that.
So
I'm saying people who are
happy
willing.
Happy porn stars. Happy and willing porn stars are not judged. They are people too.
Natalie.
I mean, I really learned something here today. Really, I really making, like that about you.
You're really making titties. Fun of me.
No, no, I'm not. I'm actually saying, listening to you.
Think about it.
Just tell me. I just did. I realized I'm a porn star.
It's like people who are like, you know, they're all holier than thou that they haven't had sex, but they'll give a blow. They'll do everything but have sex.
Yeah.
I'm like, my friend.
Yeah.
Putting something in your mouth is probably more intimate than putting something in your vagina.
Or your butt.
Just saying, oh, got it. Or your butt. Right. You can do your butt too.
Me? Oh, yeah. I don't know. That's not losing your virginity. I'm not sure. Is it losing your virginity if you have butt sex?
Or oral sex. You just lost your virginity in your mouth.
Yeah. Like it's just a different orifice.
Every hole could be virginal.
Put your penis in my ear and I've lost my virginity.
Exactly. Mm. Titty fuck.
Oh, well. Here we go. Titty fuck. That's where it comes from. Okay. You know what else then? We're not only porn stars. We're chefs. If you cook, you're a chef.
This is my point.
Just because you
cook. I'm a chauffeur. I'm a cook. I'm a porn star. I'm a mom. I'm a friend.
Right.
I'm a wife.
Yeah. Some people just get paid to do it. They're smarter.
Exactly.
Oh, you my God.
I'm not an equestrian. I don't ride horses. No. So I am not that.
I am not. But I am a chef. I'm a chauffeur. I'm a maid.
Not a dolphin trainer.
I'm not a dolphin trainer.
I'm a travel agent.
I am a travel agent.
I'm a travel agent. I'm a professional packer. I'm a maid. I could go on.
I'm a parenting expert.
I'm a styling expert.
I'm a teacher.
I shop. Drop the mic. I'm exhausted.
God, it's so true. God, we have all these jobs. We just don't get paid for them.
Life lessons. You're all porn stars.
As long as you're doing it.
Just tell me why it's different.
I don't know.
They're all having sex.
Okay. How did we get to this about the porn star thing?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
God, I think we got it all in there, though.
I think so, too. All of it.
All the inches. I think we got some mom advice. God. I think we got some personal advice. We got some entrepreneur's advice.
Parenting advice.
And then I think we got a big life lesson of why.
We're all porn stars.
Okay, guys. Well, that was a wrap. Wow. And just so you know, if you're wondering, like, oh, you wrote a book? Yeah, we wrote a book. It's on, it's called Mom Truths. It's available everywhere.
You can write a book. And we are going on tour to a bunch of cities at, I don't know.
Oh, my God. What? It comes out in like 5 weeks.
Shut up. Catnat.ca to get tickets to our live tour where we will be podcasting live along with a lot of other things, including strippers. Have a great day, guys.
Not porn stars, but they probably are too, because if they have sex, they're a porn star.
Yeah, we're all a bunch of porn stars running around this earth.
Hey, girl. Guys, don't forget to subscribe. Leave us what you're thinking. We want to hear from you. And come hang out with us in this room. As always, Catnat.
Joey.
Catnat.
Bye.
Porn star. Porn stars.
Bye.